Welcome to Your Personal Power Pod, a podcast about aligning yourself with the life you want. And here are your hosts, Sandy Abel and Shannon Young.
Shannon, it's so good to talk to you.
Good morning, Sandy. How are you?
I am great, thank you. I'm really excited about today's episode.
Do tell.
Yes, as you know, I was a teenager in the 60s, so I listen to 60s music still on the radio when I'm driving around, running errands and whatever. And I was realizing, listening to the 60s songs, women were freaking stupid. I mean, they no self-respect whatsoever. It's like, well, maybe I know he's been cheating, but what can I do because I love him?
So these are song lyrics.
Yes, quoting song lyrics. And another one was a guy talking about, I love you a lot, but I just have these urges, so I want you to wait for me. And then after I spend time with other women, then I'll be back. It just hit me what the culture was and the total lack of self-respect young women were taught in the 50s and 60s and before that, that they were just supposed to tolerate everything and they didn't have any self-respect at all. And I got so annoyed, I actually had to turn off the radio. So I thought, well, maybe self-respect is an important topic that we should look at.
Isn't that funny? Music is prevalent throughout our culture. And then how often do we actually listen to what we're listening to?
Yeah, we just listen to the tune or whatever. But those are songs I grew up with. And I know every word to every song because I've been listening to them forever. And I started paying attention to the words. I was singing along going, wait a minute, this is stupid.
Well, so let's talk about self-respect.
Absolutely. Self-respect is the way you show that you appreciate and love yourself. Usually when you have strong self-esteem, you also have good self-respect. It's not dependent on your success or your performance. It's just an accepted, unchanging view of yourself and your worth as a human being.
Your worth. I think that's the word for me that self-respect hinges on is, do you know your worth?
Yeah. Tell me about that.
I think specifically back to when I was learning to date, I was talking with a friend of mine the other day. She was telling me about the handful of dates that she went on before she got married at the tender age of 21. And I just stared at her because she was so traumatized by her handful of dates. And I said, you know, I dated for 30 years.
Oh, whoops.
The sheer trauma of dating has piled up in my life. And it was definitely a process coming to learn my worth and then having that show up in my dating life.
Yeah, I imagine that the kind of people you dated changed as your self-worth grew.
It grew progressively worse as the dating pool shrunk. But I did have to work to put that back together. To put my self-respect and figure out, okay, who am I and what really matters here? How do I deserve to be treated and how do I show that to people? And that was an actual conversation I had with me a lot.
Good for you. You got self-esteem and you started to respect yourself and then you expect other people to respect you.
And then that's where boundaries come in and all that stuff.
Exactly. So when you have self-respect, you accept yourself, even though you're not perfect because there's no such thing as perfect, but you're the perfect you. And then you work on becoming the person, if you want to be even bigger, better, wonderful, more wonderful, you work on that. Mm-hmm. But you respect yourself in the process. And you also understand and honor your own needs.
Yeah. You know your value and then you act as if you know your value and you expect other people to treat you the same.
You recognize your dignity and feel deserving of love and respect from others. You value your priorities and expect others to do the same. Mm-hmm. And you live your own life instead of that of others.
That was a hard one for me, especially when I was in my 20s. I didn't know what life I wanted to live. And there was so much stuff to experience. So if I started going out with somebody who was like into horses, well, then it was super fun to become into horses for a while because maybe I wanted my life to go that way. It took a long time to become who I wanted to be and then understand that as soon as I picked my path, the right person would show up on that path.
Yeah. And it does take time to figure out who you want to be. And it's nice if you're dating somebody who has horses, because that's a fun new experience for some people, and see if it fits you. Mm-hmm. But it may not.
Right. You know? It may not.
And that's how you grow and learn about who you are. Mm-hmm. But eventually you get to live your own life and set boundaries around how other people treat you.
Yeah.
And then you can develop healthy relationships.
Which is a whole other topic, how to have healthy relationships.
Maybe we'll do that one too.
And it allows you to fulfill your own potential, like keeping your eye on your goals, mm-hmm, instead of letting yourself become distracted by other people's.
Yeah. You create yours and then you follow them. And just because somebody else is doing something totally different or needs to criticize yours doesn't mean you dump it. You say, well, that's me and this is what I'm going to do. Thank you very much.
Yep. The being true to yourself thing.
Right. And then you make everyone around you see you as a person who's worthy of respect. When you treat yourself with respect, you have less stress in your life because you're not trying to meet everybody else's needs and goals and be who everybody wants you to be. You're just you. Because you're respecting and being you, you are often mentally, physically, and emotionally healthy.
Yes. And this goes back to the topic we did on being congruent.
Right.
Figuring out who you are, what matters to you, and then aligning your actions with that.
And then when you're happy with who you are, you expect the world to treat you as you deserve to be treated. And you put up boundaries, like you said, so that you don't accept any negative treatment.
That's the important part of that sentence. Expecting the world to treat you as you deserve to be treated. You can expect it, but then you also have to back that up.
Exactly. With your behavior and your actions. If people don't treat you with respect, you just walk away. Because they're not your people.
So I think we can probably all point to somebody or sometime in our life when we haven't respected ourselves and the ensuing chaos and cycle of despair that results from that.
Yeah, when you don't respect yourself, it can be really difficult. You allow others to treat you poorly and often control you. You don't know who you are. Mm-hmm. So you seek outside validation and approval. Mm-hmm. If you don't respect yourself, you look to others to say, yeah, you're an okay human being, which is really hard.
And if you are super, super judgy of other people, you might want to look at that, because it's probably because those things you're being judgmental about remind you of things you don't like about yourself. People who mm-hmm. are really comfortable with themselves, know and like themselves, respect themselves, tend to not be judgmental.
They are who they are and they live their life. And if you are doing things that don't fit for who they are, they will just distance themselves, but they won't judge you. They'll just say, oh, this isn't working for me. Mm-hmm. So I think I'll go over there.
Yeah.
But they will not judge you or try to change you or any of that.
If you don't respect yourself, you're kind of missing an internal compass,
right,
a guidance exactly. system. And that means it's really easy for other people to make decisions for you and tell you who you should be. And it's really hard to distinguish between what somebody else says you should be and then like, well, maybe that doesn't really feel right. But if you don't have the internal strength to speak up and say, but that isn't right for me, then you wind up in all kinds of compromising situations that don't work for you.
Exactly. And you end up following people who are just stronger than you are, or because you want them to like you, you just end up believing what they believe or thinking you believe it. You don't really believe it, but mm-hmm. you act like you do, because then they'll like you and that's what you want. And you just totally lose who you are.
Yeah, you don't need people to like you if you like you.
Then the people who are as strong and healthy and comfortable with who they are as you are will find you and you will be great together. But if you're not sure who you are and you don't respect yourself, the people who want to control will find you. They will tell you what to believe and how to act. We've talked often about the influencer thing on social media. A lot of young people have not yet figured out who they are and may not have a lot of self-respect. So they look to those other people to tell them who they are. That may or may not be accurate.
Or they get caught up in the number of likes they can get on social media.
Right. They're
just looking for external validation.
Right, because they don't have the internal validation.
Right.
When you have positive self-esteem and self-respect, that comes internally. That does not come from external sources.
And it's a source of great joy just allowing yourself to be who you are and loving that person. Because when you don't have that, there's a whole lot of sadness and anxiety and shame and guilt and depression and just this whole cycle of being lost.
Exactly. Yeah. So when you don't have positive self-respect, life can be really tough.
So how do we get it?
Oh, there's so many good things to do to get to learn self-respect. First of all, you got to get honest with yourself. Acknowledge who you are. Look at what you really like about yourself. And we all have things we like about ourselves. We may have been taught not to own those, but there are wonderful things about each of us. And then also acknowledge what you don't like about yourself. What did people tell you when you were younger that made you dislike this part of yourself?
Yeah, and pay attention to what your body does while you're thinking about these things, because we can really tie ourselves up in knots with our brains.
Yes, exactly.
But if you're engaged in something that really feels right, all the way right, your body's relaxed, you just feel at peace. There is definitely a wholesome feeling when you're on the right path versus an anxious feeling when you're not. So biofeedback can be really helpful.
That's a good point. And just paying attention to yourself, get to know yourself. The more you understand about who you are, you'll appreciate how unique you are. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of talents. You may not be aware of them. They may not be the obvious, I'm a great artist or I can play amazing music. It may be that you have a big heart and you can really see people and make them feel special, or you are wonderful with animals, or you are a fabulous gardener. You can grow amazing plants. There are so many things that make you unique.
And we talked about this a couple of weeks ago in one of our episodes about how to find your unique skills and gifts.
Exactly. As part of developing your self-respect, you have to know what makes you different and a special kind of different from everybody else.
And if you want help doing that, you wrote a really cool book.
Feeling Good About You?
Yeah, with a really awesome workbook that goes along with it.
Yes, absolutely. So if you're interested in that, let me know and I will tell you how to get it, because it will help you uncover how beautiful and amazing and unique you are.
I've worked it a couple of times and at different periods of my life, because the answers, sometimes they stay the same, but oftentimes they change. And it's really helpful, because just saying, get to know yourself, just seems like such a big, like, where do I start?
Yeah.
But having questions in front of you that will make you think, and it's like being interviewed by someone. It's really helpful.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Very cool.
And it will also help you figure out other stuff, like how to forgive yourself if you've done things you're not proud of. You got to be able to work through those and let them go. If that means admitting what you did was wrong or apologizing to other people if necessary, you have to learn the lesson and then move through it. Because if you just hang on to that stuff, feeling bad about yourself, beating yourself up, you'll never move ahead.
Just understand that you're human and that people make mistakes. Making mistakes is how you learn. It's okay to accept that you did things that weren't wonderful, but then forgive yourself and move on.
Yeah. And I think learn the lesson here is key. Forgiving yourself
absolutely.
And moving on and continuing to make the same mistakes doesn't mean you've grown.
No.
You got to be able
exactly.
to figure out where you violated your values and then start living according to your values.
Right. And you have to get clear on what your values are. You have
yeah.
to, we've covered that too. We've talked about that. Understanding what your values are and if they still fit for you, that is part of what makes you unique too. You have to be able to acknowledge your flaws and love yourself anyway, because there are so much more things that are great about you than aren't. For some reason in our society, we tend to focus on the things that we don't like instead of the things we do.
This has always interested me, because I have some very dear people in my life who I love tremendously and who love me tremendously, who are so hard on themselves and expect themselves to be perfect. But yet they love me, and I am supremely, proudly flawed. And, you know, they love all the people that they love who are not perfect, and yet they don't give themselves that same grace.
What I want to know is, how do they define perfect?
I don't know.
Because I don't think they have a definition for perfect, and they just keep comparing themselves to this fancy idea in the sky that really doesn't even have a definition. and they're never going to reach it because it's not real.
Well, I think it's the, I should be making the right decisions all the time. I should be doing the right thing all the time. And that just isn't possible. Right. The shoulds. And we did a whole episode on shoulds. We can talk about right. those for years. The definition of what's right is hugely dependent on the angle you're looking at it from, as well as the situation. Yeah, there isn't always a right.
Yeah.
So be gentle with you.
Yes. Oh, that's in capital flashing letters, is be gentle with yourself at all times.
Yeah.
And start on working on building your self-confidence. Mm-hmm. Appreciate who you are, how you look, even if you're not movie star gorgeous. There are all kinds of beautiful people who are unique, and you are one of those.
That is one of the things that I really appreciate about this younger generation right now, is the emphasis that's placed on appreciating who you are, being your unique self.
Yes.
There's a whole lot of appreciating different sizes and shapes and colors and talents. And I just think that is tremendously beautiful.
Absolutely.
And if you don't feel confident, start paying attention to the shape your body is in. And I don't mean like if you're physically fit. I mean, like, are you slouched? Are you looking at the ground? Start adopting powerful postures and you will feel different.
Yeah, body language makes a big difference. If you stand tall and make eye contact with people and smile and put your shoulders back, you will feel better. Mm-hmm. And if you walk along slouching, shuffling your feet, looking at the ground, you will feel awful. Mm-hmm. So you can build your confidence just by focusing on how you move your body.
And the thoughts you choose to think.
Absolutely. That's huge. You've got to be positive. Find the good. We've talked about this a lot because it's so true and so powerful. Even if things aren't going your way, be confident about the fact that eventually it will work out. Something good is going to happen. And be pleased with your everyday life and all that it can offer you. If you look for the good, you will find it. We've said that over and over, but it is so true.
And it's a muscle you have to work. When we had a kiddo in the house and we were having family dinners, we used to go around the table and say, everybody, tell me three good things that happened to you today. And it was really hard at first because some of us just weren't used to looking at life that way. But eventually it got easier. But we did start off with like, well, I woke up this morning, which is a big one. But eventually it comes around to, I saw a pretty flower on the way to class today, or I saw a classmate do a really kind thing for another classmate. You start to see the world in a whole new light.
And that makes all the difference. Mm-hmm. It just lightens everything about you and the way you function and the way you feel.
And stop comparing
yourself to others.
Or your life to others. That's one of the things that social media is starting to come around to admitting. There are a whole lot of people who post what it looks like on social media and then what the reality is, and they are not the same. Social media is an act. Start looking at the beauty in your own life.
Other people are who they are. They are not you. You cannot be them. They cannot be you. So do not compare yourself to them. Appreciate who you are.
Yeah, follow your path.
Exactly. And if you don't know what it is, it's time to look deep into yourself and start figuring it out.
Mm-hmm. Stop being envious. We were talking about this yesterday as we were sitting in a restaurant looking at the news that was discussing the Oregonian who won the $1.3 billion Powerball yesterday.
Right.
And it was interesting because my husband, who is very much a realist, is quick to point out how much of that $1.3 billion those people will probably be taking home, which is nowhere near $1.3 billion. It's probably more like $500 million after tax.
Which is still kind of okay.
Which is what I was saying, which is like, that's a lot more than we have right now. But it was interesting how quick he was to say, here's what it looks like. Here's what the fact is. The difference between those two. And I was like, yeah, but even that's not bad. But I still don't want to be comparing my life and how much I make every year to their life and how much they now have. Because that comes with a whole other set of problems, man.
Oh my gosh. You get that much money instantly. Oh, your entire life changes.
And all of your relationships change.
Everything changes.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily for the better.
No.
Don't envy. If your life isn't what you want it to be, figure out what you want it to be and make it happen.
Yep.
You've got the power to do that, but don't look at other people and wish you were them, because they've got stuff to deal with that you could not imagine. Everybody does.
Get real about it too, because if you're thinking, well, I want millions of dollars, okay, that's a good place to start. But really, what is it about having millions of dollars that you want? Is it the right security of not worrying about money? Okay, that's achievable now. Figure out how to work with your finances. Is it freedom to do the things you want to do? Okay, figure out how to make that happen in your life. You don't necessarily have to have the millions of dollars. Figure out what it represents.
Exactly. And believe in your choices.
Yep.
If you respect yourself, then you believe in the decisions you've made and in the ones you're going to make. Support yourself.
Oh, I like that. Support yourself. And it's okay to ask other people for advice. The odds are you don't know everything. I would place money on that.
Right.
So aligning yourself with people who do know the things you want to know and then learn from them.
Right. It's important to be able to admit that you don't know everything, because nobody does. You can still respect yourself a whole lot. In fact, you respect yourself more for admitting that and then going and finding out what it is you want to know. Mm-hmm.
You've listed here, learn to handle criticism. And it's interesting to me how much my body twists up when I hear that. I don't handle criticism well.
Really?
Do you?
Why?
You probably do.
Well, I think it depends on what kind of criticism.
And how it's delivered.
Constructive criticism, like we always say to all of our listeners, please let us know what we can do to make our podcast better. Let us know what isn't working for you and how we can fix that. When they get back to us, that is constructive criticism. And I really appreciate it because it helps us to grow.
Yes.
Criticism that is just mean, rotten, and nasty, that's just like picks on things because they want to be cruel. No, walk away from that. Mm. The criticism that is constructive and done in a positive way isn't really criticism.
Have we spoken about criticism?
I don't think so. I don't think we've done an episode on criticism. Maybe we'll do that because it's very important. You have to be able to share your thoughts with people, but you do it in a supportive, positive way, not a, gee, that was just awful. I hate it forever. I can't believe you're doing that. Thank you. Bye. I'd be gone.
The problem with criticism is it has the word critical in it.
Yes.
And so really it should just be constructive feedback.
Exactly. There you go. So learn to handle constructive feedback. And if somebody is cruelly critical, walk away.
Yeah.
And that is showing how much you respect yourself and that you're not going to let others get to you. Mm-hmm. Your sense of self-worth and your happiness should come from you, not from the people around you. They come from within.
And when you respect yourself, you value who you are enough to be able to say, okay, that person said this to me. Is there something in there I can learn? And if so, learn it and then discard the rest of it. Or maybe there's nothing there that's valuable to you. Right. Tune that out.
Or is there something I can actually change and want to change? If somebody says, well, you're just way too short. Well, this is as big as I get, but I'm big in spirit and I can handle you, you know. It's something you really have no control over. Just leave it. That's their problem, not yours. A lot of people criticize because they don't feel good about who they are. And they feel better when they put other people down. Those people you don't need around you. And if you have self-respect, you will not let them be around you.
I have a short story.
Ooh, give it.
When I worked in news, I got a lot of viewer mail, email. Mm-hmm. And when I first moved to Virginia from Oregon, I went from being an anchor to being an anchor weather person in Virginia, which meant I was standing up in front of the camera instead of just sitting down, which meant that I needed to dress for television on my bottom half as well as my top half. And I didn't have the wardrobe for that yet. I only had blazers. So I wore a lot of blazers with black pants, black skirts, black bottoms, because they matched.
Yeah.
And I got an email from a woman who took time out of her day to tell me that I was a running joke in her household because I wore black all the time.
How cruel. What the heck was that about?
And I actually emailed her back and said, look, I have been here for 3 weeks. My sleep schedule has not adjusted. I am working on getting my life in Virginia together, and I have not had time to go shopping. So I have to wear something on my bottom
half. If you would like to buy me some suits, I'd appreciate that. Thank you so much.
But to this day, and I probably got that email 20 years ago, more than 20 years
How
ago.
Cruel.
To this day, I wonder what her life was like, that She yes. sent that to somebody she'd never met.
And would never meet.
To say, you're a running joke in our household and we laugh at you every day.
What an unhappy woman she must be.
And what I took from that was, okay, maybe it's time to address my wardrobe. And wow, I feel bad for these people.
Yes. Did she reply to your email?
Mm-mm.
No, of course not.
No. And that's okay. I don't need her to. And I probably didn't need to respond to her. And that's what I eventually learned after being in the public for many, many years, that some of that stuff just does not deserve your response.
Yes. I think you had something you wanted to say.
Which was, yeah, how about have some grace for people?
Right. And you respected yourself enough to stand up for yourself, which was a great example of self-respect.
Thank you. I had a good teacher.
And I'm so sorry you had to deal with that.
People are unhappy.
A lot of people are unhappy and they take it out on other people.
Yes.
If you have good, strong self-respect, you can just let that roll off and move on.
Yeah. You want other people to support you, but truly start with supporting yourself. Because then
exactly.
everything else becomes easier.
Exactly. The bottom line is if you disrespect yourself and allow others to do the same, your life will be difficult, unsuccessful, and unhappy. Probably like those people, that
yeah.
woman. However, when you value yourself, you have positive self-esteem and treat yourself with respect, you set the model for how others will treat you, and you will create a life filled with success and joy.
Have your own back.
Exactly. And as always, how your life unfolds is up to you.
Thank you for modeling that.
Well, and you too. You are great. And I hope all of our listeners respect who they are, because you are all unique and you are all special. And I hope you value that.
Aw, that's true. Be good to you, you guys.
Always.
And then tell us how you do it.
Yes.
Because we love hearing your stories. We love hearing how our episodes affect you in your life. And then we also love to hear when there are topics that you'd like us to address. So please keep sending us those. And if you feel like doing so, we love it when you review our podcast. And you can do that wherever you stream, or you can just visit us at yourpersonalpowerpod.com, click contact, and drop us an email to talk to us directly. You can also find us on YouTube, where you can listen to our episodes and you can share your thoughts there. So please check that out and share it with your friends. And if you want to learn about coaching, get in touch with Sandy at sandy@insidejobscoach.com. We look forward to hearing from you. And until next time, find your power and change your life.